Hello, friends. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. We have an exciting article for you for today. We are studying our technology article for the month of April, and we have some interesting things to talk about. But before we get into the article, let me welcome my friends in the studio. How are you today, Carolyn?
I'm doing great, Campbell. I'm very glad to be here and ready to talk about some tech.
That's right. And we also have Linda here.
Yes. Hi, Campbell. Hi, Carolyn. It's nice to be here.
All right. Are either of you kind of techie? You know that term, techie?
I know the term.
Yeah.
And I would not describe myself as techie.
What is a techie?
It's, well, describe someone who is very into technology and, you know, staying up to date, and they, you know, they know all the latest gadgets and usually have them.
Yeah. So are either of you techie?
I'm not.
I like technology.
Yes.
I like knowing about what's out there,
right.
But I don't rush to buy it or wait in line when it's released.
Yes, yeah. I think it's good for us to keep up to date. We don't want to get obsolete. And it's always good to, you know what is up and coming, right? And so that's what we kind of try to help you do here on Advanced. That's why we say we're the window on the world. We try to keep you abreast of what is coming out, you know, what things are coming out. So today we're going to be taking note of technology. And when we say we take note of something, what does that mean?
It means you notice it.
Yeah.
Right? You recognize that it's there, and maybe you think about it a little bit.
Yeah. And so new tech gadgets enhance our lives. And that's usually what technology does. It makes our lives better, more convenient. It makes our lives easier. So there are some new technology that is coming out. What kind of technology and how will it help our lives? Well, let's get into our article and find out. Today, we are talking about a major player in the tech world. Which company are we talking about today?
We're talking about Google.
I think everybody's heard of Google, right?
Yeah.
At some point, you've probably Googled something, and Google is actually a very, very large tech company out in California. So let's find out what Google is up to and what they are coming out with. Our article today is on page 16, so do join us at the top of the page.
Taking note of technology. New tech gadgets enhance our lives. Google shows off new phone, virtual reality headset, and home assistant. Gadgets have never been Google's specialty, but they could play a big role in the tech giant's future. Pixel. Pixel is Google's latest foray into smartphones. Available in 5-inch and 5.5-inch models, the Pixel comes with a 12.3-megapixel rear-facing camera that has video stabilization and zero shutter lag. It comes pre-installed with Google Assistant and Google's messaging and video calling software, as well as 24/7 live customer care, free and unlimited Google Photos storage, and a quick charge feature that yields 7 hours of battery life on a 15-minute charge. And, unlike the iPhone 7, it has a 3.5-millimeter audio jack.
All right, so as we said, we're going to be talking about Google. And what is Google showing off, Linda?
They're showing off a new phone, a virtual reality headset, and a home assistant.
Right. Now, you added the article into each of these, and the reason it's not there is because it's a title, right? And usually when we're writing titles, we leave off kind of the article. So, All right, so we're going to be talking about a new phone, a virtual reality headset, and a home assistant. So gadgets have never been Google's specialty, right? What is Google mainly known for?
Well, Google's mainly known for their search engine.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's the first thing I think of when I hear Google.
Right.
I want to go online and look for something.
Yeah, or Gmail, right? So mainly their software. It's a software company. But now they're kind of And, well, it's been a while. They're entering into the hardware side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so the gadgets could play a big role in the tech giant's future. So, again, we said they're a big player, right? So a giant is a very important company in an industry. So they are a tech giant, and we can all agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
So what is their newest phone called?
It's called Pixel.
Mm-hmm. And what does this article say about Pixel?
Well, Pixel is Google's latest foray into smartphones.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we said, Google is originally mostly about software, right? And so I'm sure many people have Android phones. I know both of you have Android phones,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, Android is Google software for smartphones. Now, they are also updating their actual hardware, so they're actually coming out with their own phone. And I know they've had phones before that
right,
they've come out.
Yes.
Now Pixel is their latest foray, which means their latest entry into this area of smartphones, like the actual hardware.
Right. And reading this was very interesting for me because I'm actually looking for a new phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been thinking about getting an iPhone, but seeing this new phone from Google makes me want to look more into it because it looks good.
Okay. So what are the features that we talk about here?
Well, it has some very name-appropriate features. We have that it's available in 5-inch and 5.5-inch,
mm-hmm.
so there are two different sizes. But then it also comes with a 12.3-megapixel rear-facing camera that has video stabilization and a zero shutter lag.
Okay, I'll be honest, like, whenever I see things like that, I'm like, I don't know what that means, necessarily.
It means it's a really good
camera.
For a phone, especially for a phone.
Yeah.
But I think it's really interesting that it emphasizes the camera here because the name of the phone is Pixel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when we talk about pixels, we're usually talking about just how clear, right, how much detail you can see in the photo.
Right, right, yeah. So a higher number of pixels means that it's going to be a clearer, more detailed photo.
Yeah. So when you zoom in, it'll still remain clear. Right,
right, yeah. And if there aren't that many pixels, the pixels get larger and larger as you zoom in,
mm-hmm.
and the picture becomes blurry.
Yes. So the more megapixels there are, the better the camera, the more detail it can capture. And it's rear-facing. What does that mean, Linda?
That just means that the camera is on the back of the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So the one that we're talking about that's 12.3 megapixels is the one that you would use to take landscape pictures or things that are in front of you.
Right, and the reason it needs to be higher pixel is because you'll usually use that one to take pictures of things farther away. Right, the front-facing one usually taking selfies or things that are close up. Right, so and it has some other features to this camera, right, Carolyn?
Yes, it's pre-installed, so these are things already on the phone. You don't have to download them from
mm-hmm.
the Play Store. You can use Google Assistant
mm-hmm.
and Google Messaging and video calling software.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also 24/7 live customer care.
Right, so if you have a problem with your phone, you can always find someone to help you with that phone. All right, so we can talk about this. Google Assistant is just kind of that computer that you talk to, right? And you just, hey, call so-and-so for me, and it'll do that, right? And Google's messaging, so it's kind of like this, it allows you to text other people with the Android device, all right? Let's go back to the camera a little bit. It says it has video stabilization. Why is that so important?
Well, you know how when you watch a video, it might be shaky, especially
mm-hmm.
home videos or ones that you take on your camera phone, and it might give you a headache,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
when you watch it. So this feature stabilizes the, you know, the image or the video, so you don't have that shakiness or that movement
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
when you record.
Right, and has zero shutter lag. So sometimes when you take a picture, you press a button on a phone, it takes a second for it to click, right? So there's none of that, right? As soon as you hit the button, the shutter will close and take a picture.
Yeah.
So it's not like you hit the picture,
you have to wait.
Click, yeah.
Or,
it'll be like instant. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a great feature to have on any camera.
Right. And it comes with, okay, so back to some of their features, free and unlimited Google Photo storage. Why is that so important?
Well, because you easily run out of storage on your phone, especially when you're taking lots of videos and pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be great because then you don't ever have to worry about, you know, needing to delete photos to make more room.
Mm-hmm.
And actually today I just got a message from my Google Photos, you know, website saying I am close to the limit. So this would be great.
Okay. And it's got a quick charge feature. That means that you can charge your phone and get your battery power fully charged very quickly. That yields how many hours of battery life?
Oh, this is so good. 7 hours of battery life, and you only have to charge your phone for 15 minutes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that seems unreal.
That's pretty
incredible.
Cool.
Incredible.
That's pretty cool. And unlike the iPhone 7, it has a 3.5-millimeter audio jack. So what is an audio jack?
That's just the part on your phone or another device where you would plug in like a headset or headphones.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, iPhone 7, the biggest feature or the biggest thing that, you know, the newest development was they took away that headphone jack. And it was so controversial, right?
Yeah.
Because we're so used to being able to plug in a headphone. I don't have an iPhone 7, so I'm not sure how that works. You know, I think there's something to do with Bluetooth, or they kind of just change the jack to where you charge your phone. But then it becomes a thing of, do you listen to audio or do you charge your phone? What if you want to do both, you know?
Mm.
So anyway, we're not talking about the iPhone 7. We're talking about the Google Pixel here. So it does have an audio jack. And that sounds like a pretty good feature. So what do you guys think about this phone?
I think it is a good rival to iPhone. Like, if you're looking for alternatives to iPhones, it would be a good, yeah.
I think it's a good rival to other Android phones. So if you want to, you know, if you're in the market for an Android phone, you can consider this Google Pixel.
Yeah, I think it does sound like a fairly nice phone. But, you know, it all depends on a user's, you know, individual preference.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Also your budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The budget is also really important.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Well, let's see what else Google is coming up with. Next thing we're going to be talking about is Daydream View. What is that? Well, let's read and find out.
Daydream View. Google was the first company to try to make virtual reality accessible through Google Cardboard. Its low-end virtual reality headset, made from cardboard and plastic. Its newest headset, the Daydream View, is comparable to the more high-tech Samsung Gear VR, but it still undercuts the competition at $79. The Daydream View is 30% lighter than similar devices, fits over glasses, and is wrapped in fabric, making it resemble an oversized sleep mask. It also comes with a controller that allows users to point and even draw in the virtual world.
So virtual reality, VR, is something that is constantly in the news nowadays, right? It's kind of the newest trend, the newest technology that everyone is talking about. We've talked about it quite often here on Advanced. So Daydream View is Google's kind of addition to this whole virtual reality industry.
Well, they had done something earlier, as we see in our lesson, that Google was the first company to try to make virtual reality accessible. So they made a very inexpensive virtual reality viewer called Google Cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really neat. They gave it out for free, and I think people really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why we say it's the low-end virtual reality headset, right? What are we talking about when we're saying that something is kind of low-end?
Well, it's low-tech.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't cost that much to make it and doesn't require really, I guess, high materials.
Mm-hmm.
So here it was just made out of cardboard and plastic.
Mm-hmm. And so kind of it was cheaper, right?
Right,
and
yeah.
Cheap doesn't necessarily mean bad quality. It just means, you know, it didn't cost a lot.
Right. And it probably doesn't look as nice.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was their low-end contribution to this virtual reality world. But now it has a new headset, and which we're calling it the Daydream View. And what does this article say about the Daydream View?
That it's comparable to the more high-end, or high-tech Samsung Gear VR.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cheaper.
It's cheaper, right. So it still undercuts the competition at $79.
Yeah, which is really great because mm-hmm. $79 sounds much more affordable than what some of the other VR headsets are going for.
Mm-hmm.
It's under $100. That's amazing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Sounds really cheap.
And it says the Daydream View is 30% lighter than similar devices, fits over glasses, which is huge, right, for those people who wear glasses. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to see even
right.
in virtual reality.
Right, right. Not everyone can wear contacts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, glasses are a big thing.
And it is wrapped in fabric, making it resemble an oversized sleep mask. What is that saying?
Well, it looks like maybe you're going to take a nap instead of do virtual reality.
Yeah, yeah. I always think these virtual reality glasses are kind of, they're funny looking. I mean,
yeah.
When you're using them, you don't see anything
yeah.
else, but I mean, when you have those huge honking mm-hmm. glasses on your face, you kind of look silly. I wonder if one day they'll kind of find a way to get a, you know, do away with that.
Yeah, smaller and smaller and
yeah.
smaller.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of sounds like they're already doing that with mm-hmm. the Daydream View mm-hmm. if it's already 30% lighter.
Right.
And it looks like a sleep mask rather than like this huge headset.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like they are making that progress towards mm-hmm. something a little less cumbersome.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And it also comes with a controller that allows users to point and even draw in the virtual world.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah. That sounds kind of fun, actually. Maybe I'll try that. But I wonder if you need a Google Pixel in order to use this Google Daydream View.
Maybe just a Google account.
Maybe. All right. Well, there's more that Google's coming out with. Let's keep reading. The next thing we're going to be talking about is Google Home.
Google Home. Google first showed off its Home Assistant device earlier last year at its developers conference. The Google Home resembles Amazon's Echo and offers similar functionality. It answers spoken questions, plays music, and can control other home devices from hardware makers such as Samsung, Philips, and Google-owned Nest. Netflix will soon support voice casting, so Google Home users will be able to search Netflix using only voice commands.
All right, so home assistants, this is kind of relatively new technology that I've actually really wanted to try. You know, it's always something you see in the movies, you know, like if
yeah.
you, like Iron Man, right? He's always talking to Jarvis, right? Jarvis do this, Jarvis do that.
Uh-huh.
This is kind of this idea of talking to a computer and it'll perform commands for you.
I remember even a movie that came out in the 90s where you walked into the room and said, lights on,
yeah.
and the lights turned on.
Yeah, well, I mean, Star Trek was all about that, right?
Right,
you
yeah.
know, Star Trek was, you know, all about just using your voice to command
yeah.
the computer, and now it's become reality.
Right. The concept has been around for a long time, but I think it's just they're making it more and more accessible, and everything is just more, works together more seamlessly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's easy. Cause, I mean, last summer, I went back to New York, and my friend's daughter, who is five, we were talking about some music, and all of a sudden, the little kid goes, Alexa, play blah, blah, blah. And I was like, who is she talking to? And then the next thing is, like, I either hear this computer voice, and it's just, all right, I will play blah, 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 and then you hear music. Yeah. And I was just amazed, you
mm-hmm.
know, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think I need to catch up with technology a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of what Google Home is about, right? So this is the home assistant device. And it resembles Amazon's Echo and offers similar functionality. What is this word? What are we talking about?
Functionality means the things that it can do,
mm-hmm.
the services it offers. So
right.
the Google Home can perform similar functions or similar tasks that the Amazon Echo can do.
Mm-hmm. So it answers spoken questions like, where is the nearest pizza store? Or
mm-hmm.
what's the number for blah, 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 Right, and it can do that. And it can play music, can control other home devices from hardware makers such as Samsung, Philips, and Google-owned Nest. And this part is pretty cool. What does this next sentence say?
Netflix will soon support voice casting. So,
which is what?
Was using your voice to select, I guess, in Netflix would be to select movies, you know, mm-hmm. So you wouldn't have to look it up, you know, on your phone mm-hmm. or on the computer or whatever. You would just have to, you know, use your voice. And so Google Home users would be able to use this.
Yeah, so you might be able to Netflix. Just play a Netflix show, you know, I don't know, like Fuller House or Gilmore Girls or whatever, you know, the newest movie on Netflix.
Yeah, anything that's on Netflix, once Netflix supports voice casting, because Google Home already has this function.
Mm-hmm.
It's not new for Google Home.
Mm-hmm.
This is new for Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And so once Netflix supports it, then you can use your little assistant, your home assistant.
Yeah.
Probably Amazon Echo would also work
right.
as well. You
yeah.
would just say, Alexa,
yeah.
play Netflix,
right.
and then play this movie, and
yeah.
then it would work.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have to use a remote control.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, wow. Remote controls were such an innovation.
I know.
And now we're just doing away with them.
I feel like my grandkids are going to be like, what is a remote control?
Because it used to be, oh, why can't you get up 6 feet and walk 6 feet
right.
and turn the channel by
yeah.
pushing a button on
yeah.
the TV? No,
and now
no.
you won't have that problem of, where's the remote, right?
Yeah. That's right. And you just use your phone as a remote. It's okay.
Yeah. It's amazing. All right, we have one last gadget here, so let's take a look.
Chromecast Ultra. A successor to the thumb-sized device that streams digital media, the Chromecast Ultra is 1.8 times faster than the original Chromecast and supports 4K resolution. It will be available for $69.
All right, so the last gadget we're talking about is Chromecast Ultra. What is that?
And that's a streaming device that you can use to play, you know, different types of media,
mm-hmm.
say, on your TV.
Mm-hmm. And it says thumb size. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, so it's about the size of a USB.
Mm-hmm.
It's very small, and you just plug it into the USB port on the back of your TV
mm-hmm.
instead of dealing with HDMI cables and hooking mm-hmm. up your computer
right.
and all of that. You just use your Chromecast.
Yeah, or even cable, right?
Yeah.
You don't need to sign up for cable anymore.
Right. Just sign up for Netflix and
mm-hmm.
and use your Chromecast.
So what is better about Chromecast Ultra than the original Chromecast?
Well, it's 1.8 times faster
mm-hmm.
than the original one.
And it supports 4K resolution. And what does that mean?
Well, 4K resolution is we talked about pixels earlier, 4,000 pixels of horizontal resolution.
Mm.
And this is really important because a lot of more modern TVs have 4K resolution.
Yeah, HD.
Right? HD, right?
Mm.
Yeah, everything's in HD now. And so you want your streaming device to be able to support that
mm-hmm.
so that, you know, the picture comes through very clearly.
And it's not super expensive. It's
no.
under $70 US.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. Even cheaper than the Daydream View.
Yeah. And more practical as well.
I don't know. Depends on how much time you would spend drawing in the air.
So it's there are some interesting gadgets coming out. So of these four gadgets, which one would you guys be most interested in trying out?
Well, I would give serious consideration to the Google Pixel,
mm.
the phone,
mm-hmm.
since, yeah, I'm looking for a new phone. I'm not really into VR, so, yeah, the Daydream View wouldn't, you know, be that attractive to me. And the other stuff, yeah, I don't watch TV that much or, yeah, use these types of digital media that much, so, yeah. Probably
okay.
the Pixel.
All right. What about you, Carolyn?
I think I'd probably pick the Daydream View. It just sounds so much, like, so much fun. I actually Confession, I like to watch YouTube videos of people using VR headsets because it's really entertaining. Yeah, and so I think the Daydream View would actually be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And since it's so much more affordable than other headsets, mm-hmm. I think it would be a really nice one to try.
Okay. Well, for me, I think I'd really like this Google Home. I think it'd just be fun to be able to just walk around your house and be like, hey, Google, call my wife, you know, mm-hmm. and then they would just, you know, call my wife or just look up the phone number for whatever restaurant and then I could just get it and then they would call it for me. So I think that'd be fun. And then it sounds like Google Home could connect everything, you know, your phone and your television, things like that. So that sounds like an interesting gadget for me. And I think maybe we can connect it with the Chromecast Ultra and do some digital streaming mm-hmm. and watch some media. All right, what about you? What would you be most interested in? We'd love to hear from you. Please write to us at letters@studioclassroom.com. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we talk about some more technology that is coming out. But for now, it's time for us to say goodbye. Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.